Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the latest NFL draft prospects as they make their path towards that next level. Today, we're joined with the standout safety, or I should say cornerback, Eric Rawls from Kentucky State. Eric, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. Can you believe your time as a collegiate athlete is kind of, you know, it's almost not finished, but can you believe it's almost at the end of the road?
How you doing, Bo?
Great.
Yeah, it's pretty surreal. I mean, just three more college games already.
Yeah, and for you, I mean, when does, like, aspirations, I guess the reality of, you know, daydreaming about making it to the next level? I mean, you know, you get to college campus, you don't know what's going to go on, you start to establish yourself. I'm sure you get feedback from your coaches, you start to get some accolades, you start to build yourself up as a guy that the team can lean on. And then I think you start thinking down the road, like, hey, you know, maybe I can make a profession of this. For you, is there a play, is there a moment, or, I mean, was this just something that kind of instilled at you as a young man? I mean, talk a little bit about how you kind of get that mindset that you have an opportunity to get to the next level.
I mean, ever since I was young playing football, it's always been a dream to play in the NFL. And throughout high school, I always wanted to have a shot or an opportunity to play in the NFL. And as I worked my way to college, things began to fall in place for me, and I just had to continue to work hard and put myself in the best position to give myself a shot.
Nice, and you talked a little bit about getting there. What is it? You're from Pompano Beach, Florida?
Yes, Pompano Beach, Florida.
Nice, and obviously, yeah. I mean, Florida is a hotbed of fantastic talents, and you're one of them as well. But curious how you ended up at Kentucky State, and was there any other offers out there for you?
No, there weren't any other scholarship offers for me coming out of high school. I kind of missed a couple of opportunities to take advantage of school and kind of put myself behind the ball with eligibility issues my junior year. And then I did play my senior year of football in high school. And then, I mean, I just got kind of behind that recruiting process. You know, it kind of starts really your junior year. So, and then I had a friend that was here at Kentucky State that was playing football here, so he kind of gave me a call and just told the coaches about me, and then I just took off from there.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Eric Rawls, the standout DB from Kentucky State, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If any of you folks out there want to listen to this show in its entirety or download it, you can check it out at iTunes. You can all listen to this podcast at blogtalkradio.com, and then we'll also be featuring a bio page of Eric at the College of Pro website. It'll be your one-stop shop for everything you need to know about this young man and the months to come. For you, I mean, let's kind of talk about what, you know, Kentucky State wants as you, you know, I mean, what's your role as a defensive back? How do you kind of play into that leadership? I mean, on a weekly in and out basis, I mean, what are they asking you and what type of defense do you guys run?
We ran a base 4-3 defense, a lot of cover four, man.
Okay.
We blitz, get after the quarterback sometimes. But, I mean, my coaches expect me to just to dominate basically week in and week out. So, and that is something that I expect for myself.
Yeah,
we have a pretty experienced and coaching staff. My defensive coordinator, Vernon Dean, he played for the Washington Redskins for about 6 years. And he played
Yeah.
Center, so, yeah, he pushes pretty hard.
You know, Eric, right when you said that, I grew up a Washington Redskins fan, so right when you said Vernon Dean, I knew it. I'm like, oh, man, the man Vernon. I mean, yeah, I mean, he played one.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah, so we kind of set the expectations.
Awesome. And then let's talk a little bit about, I mean, I know, you know, we'll pass this off, and I know down the road or, you know, I mean, scouts do kind of, you know, they'll listen in, they want to know more about a guy, but I mean, if there's a that highlight reel tape or that highlight reel game, I mean, what film are you going to show them from what game, and what about that game makes you stand out? What are those qualities they're going to fall in love with?
Probably my sophomore year. We had a homecoming game. We played Fort Valley State. I finished with 3 interceptions and a fumble recovery for a touchdown. That game just shows how I was able to find my way around the ball. You know, I displayed off coverage and zone coverage as well, and special teams plays. So that would probably be my best statistic game. But, I mean, I have other games where I've just – the ball has been coming my way, and it just hasn't been completed.
Excellent. And do you kind of get lulled away? I mean, do you have some of those moments? I mean, you know, the quarterbacks kind of not throw your way, kind of in that Deion Sanders a la Richard Sherman type role where, you know, you almost want to bait the quarterback into throwing you because they're not, you know, giving you much attention out there on a Saturday?
Yeah, it happens. But, I mean, I just challenge myself and keep myself awake and find ways to get involved into the games, have some kind of impact, whether I'm making tackles or just being aggressive, getting off blocks,
nice.
Whatever I can do.
Excellent. And I know on the website, you know, for Kentucky State, I see about 6'2", I think 195. I mean, is that your height weight right now?
Yes. That's my legit height, 6'2", 195 pounds.
Nice. And I tell you what, Eric, that gets you on the radar right there. I mean, you know, scouts love to see 6'2", 195 for a defensive back. I mean, that's the place you want to go to. Like I said, you're going to get the looks from there. For everybody out there, I mean, you know, kids might be listening. Who knows? I mean, why should another kid, you know, be listening to this show? Maybe they're in high school and they're thinking about going to Kentucky State. I mean, what are the qualities about that program that you love that, you know, other people might fall in love with as well?
The one thing that I can say about Kentucky State is that it's given me an opportunity. I mean, a kid that didn't understand the process throughout high school with recruiting, like as far as being on top of your grades, if you might have made mistakes and you're just looking for another opportunity to play football, Kentucky State is the place because I'll tell you what, they took me in with no scholarship at that, and I earned my scholarship, walked on my freshman year. It wasn't easy. It taught me a lot about life, and I just became a better man, a young man, and made my way through. And this is my fourth, going on fifth year in Kentucky because I had the red shirt my freshman year.
Okay.
So, it's definitely a great opportunity to make things
awesome.
Right.
That's good to hear. Like I said, it's nice to – you know, get your feet planted and obviously, you know, earning that scholarship, you know, coming kind of fresh and new. For you, I mean, is there anyone that you're going to remind us of? I always ask this question, just as a guy at the next level. I mean, is there a guy that, you know, you kind of implement or, you know, or maybe your coaches or your teammates kind of say, hey, you remind me of this guy, somebody that may be in the NFL?
I mean, I hear a lot of Richard Sherman due to our frame. And,
okay.
I like watching a lot of corners, even corners that aren't 6 feet, like guys like Revis, Chris Harris. I'm a Broncos fan as well, so Aqib Talib.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
And that defense is, I mean, those guys are just killing it week in, week out. It seems like they got a pick six going to the house. I mean, it's crazy the production they're getting out of their secondary right now.
Yep.
For you, I mean, so, I mean, a couple games left in the season. I mean, what are you going to miss most about, you know, just being at Kentucky State and playing your college ball there?
I'll probably miss some of my teammates the most, especially guys that I came in with that watched me grow and to the point that I'm at now. And, I mean, I'll just try to do my best to keep in contact with some of these guys. You know, you build lifelong friendships with people that have came in as walk-ons, and even those that came in with scholarships, you just We worked hard every day with one another through spring camps and summer workouts. So I just missed the grind, but, I mean, I'm on to do some great things.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Eric Rawls, the standout defense, join us here on the C2P. And, again, if you missed this show in its entirety, you guys can check it out at Blog Talk Radio or at iTunes. And, again, his bio page will be posting at collegeyourpro.com so you can follow him as he makes his path, again, towards that next level and find out how things are going with him as we, you know, again, I mean, All-Star Games will be coming up, and the next thing you know, pro days, workouts, et cetera. And then we're looking at April 28th, Chicago, in the 2016 NFL Draft. For you, I mean, what are the homegrown qualities of your game? I mean, if the scouts, you know, we talked about the, you know, the game with the three picks, the fumble recovery, but in overall skills, I mean, and even maybe Coach Vernon Davis, I mean, having that NFL background, that pedigree, you know, what are some of the things that he comments on you that are positive? Maybe some of the things he critiques you on that you need to improve.
He always tells me that he sees plays that, and even in practice, some plays that I make that are NFL plays, like covering, just breaking on a lot of inside routes, using my size and speed, because, I mean, I'm tall, but some corners are tall, but they can't move, or they have problems with their hips. But so he just tells me that I just need to continue to work and continue to grind. And as far as weaknesses, I would have to say just staying on top of all routes. Like, he loves, like, he's really particular and like a technician about where you are on top of a route.
Okay.
Right. So
excellent stuff, man. And it's a way, and like I said, and the grind again begins. You know, it's a fun time for you, I'm sure, you know, dreaming to get so close. And like I said, college rounded down, and then you got so much on the flip side of it. And it's going to be a hectic couple months for him. I'm just going to let you know. I mean, it is a grind about to come up on you. Before we let you go, Eric, though, we do like to throw a couple off-the-wall, lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, it could be you or it could be a teammate at Kentucky State. Who has the most bizarre nickname and how'd they get it?
Oh man, the most bizarre nickname. Wow, I would have to go with one of our cornerbacks. His name is Licky Luck.
Excellent stuff. Most guys, this is usually the favorite question I ask of the entire show. If you could take a female celebrity out for a bite to eat, which female celebrity are you most likely taking to lunch?
Female celebrity. Aronda Murphy.
Nice, nice. I don't think we ever had her yet. Oh, I love when we get a new name. No, honestly, I love when we get a new name. There's always new names every year, and that's a good one. Nice. I like it. And then the final question for you, Eric. If you had to pick one of these two professions, are we more likely to see Eric Rawls up on this runway, styling clothes as a male model, or are we more likely to see you in a boy band, kind of rocking the stage thing?
Man, these questions are crazy. I would have to say, I'll probably be in a boy band.
Excellent stuff, man. I bet you probably didn't think those were the questions you'd end the show on. But like I said, we just like to kind of lighten it up and give everyone a couple of laughs. Well, hey, man, Eric, we appreciate you stopping by. We know you got practice later today. Best to you and your teammates as you guys look to end the season. And like I said, I can't wait to talk to you again, and we can keep everybody updated and informed about, you know, how your process getting to the next level is going.
Yep. I appreciate it, man. Thank you for inviting me on your show.
No problem at all. Once again, standout defensive back from Kentucky State. And, you know, he touched on so many things that a lot of young men, you know, they go through the same circumstances. Maybe high school didn't work out, but the physical ability of the stature is there to be a guy that can make it to the next level. And I think he kind of shared on a lot of those things. And like I said, he won't be the first guy that has the same, you know, path to college, and he won't be the last either. But again, if you want more Eric Rolls, you guys can check it out at Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and at collegeofpro.com. Again, special thanks to Eric for joining us here on the C2P.